Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we are in the midst of a great presidential campaign, at least great in the sense of the number of Republican contenders for president. New contenders just the last couple of days, including the mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, and including the governor of North Dakota, who's been a guest on this show, Doug Burgum, and most recently, including Will Hurd, former congressman from Texas. So with all of that, is there any real alternative, viable alternative to Donald Trump, with polls showing that he is way ahead, that people are not bothered by his indictments, and in fact, the indictments may have helped to rally people to his cause. There is a provocative piece in Atlantic. It is called An Exit from the GOP's Labyrinth of Trump Lies, and suggesting that the special counsel's indictment offers party leaders their best escape from the loyalty trap yet. So what is the loyalty trap, and what is that escape? Pleasure to speak with David Frum, the author of that piece. He is a former presidential speechwriter in the Bush administration for President George W. Bush. He is the author of 10 books, most recently Trumpocracy and Trumpocalypse. And he writes for The Atlantic on topics ranging from politics to policy to art, literature, and history. David, with all of this going on, I mean, maybe the country can at least be united in mourning for the five individuals who died in the submersible called the Titan, going down to visit the Titanic. But turns out there's all kinds of revisions of old conspiracy theories about the original Titanic crash. So we seem to be in a period of time where there is a great deal of love for malevolent fiction, don't you think?
Yes. You know, it is a uniquely horrifying thought, being trapped at the bottom of the sea. Some of your listeners of a certain age may remember the terrible story of the USS Thresher, a submarine that sank in 1963, and it was, I think, this certainly the deadliest submarine incident in U.S. history, maybe the deadliest, 130 people killed, 129 people killed. There's so many of these dark memories and dark terrors that are stirred by this terrible story.
Yeah, the conspiracy theories about this crash involve, you'll not be shocked to hear, the Rothschild family and the Federal Reserve Bank and more. But we don't have to spend time on that. First of all, when you talk about an exit from the GOP's labyrinth of lies, does that exit mean just moving on to a candidate who is named Donald J. Trump, or does it mean more than that?
I think it means something more. What I was talking about here was that, when I called it a labyrinth, that leaders of the Republican Party, elected officials, governors and senators, they have views that they will talk to journalists about, and they'll talk to each other about, but they don't talk to their voters about, because they're terrified of their voters. But why are they so terrified of their voters? They've told the voters a story. They've built a reality for the voters that the voters then hold those officials to. And there's this kind of game of cynicism where leaders in the Republican Party want Trump gone. They know that everything that is alleged, especially in this latest indictment, is both true and serious. The first New York State indictment, the allegations are true, but maybe not so serious. But this time around, the indictments are true and serious. His legal prospects are grim. He is likely to find himself on the wrong end of a jury. And there isn't a lot of dispute, and yet they are, that everyone's looking around to say, well, who's going to be the first to say this and to reach for the exit? We counted on being able to get out of this trap whenever we wanted to, and now we find that we ourselves are hemmed in by the trap.
And when you talk about lies, are there lies more generally about, for instance, one of the things we're coming up to the anniversary of the Dobbs decision, and people on the Republican side are talking widely about a national ban on abortion after 15 weeks or something of that nature. Is that deceiving people about what is actually possible?
No, I think with Dobbs, we're at last on the way to a great national clearing of the air on the abortion issue. And I think we've all lived in this world where on abortion for 50 years has been a kind of kabuki politics, where people pretend, say things they don't mean because they count on the court holding their court or restraining them. And so you can take, Republicans especially have been able to take positions that are not in line with their own private thinking, with what Republican voters are. It's all become symbolic politics because it was assumed, well, Roe versus Wade constrained what we could do. In the world of Dobbs, America is free to make abortion choices. American governments are free to make abortion choices. And America now has to face, what do each of us as voters, what do each of us as politicians, what do we really think? And it's no longer a cost-free exercise where you can take a stand and please the most extreme members of your coalition, knowing you will never have to honor that check. Now the checks have to be honored, and politicians have to find solutions that work. In a way, it's a little bit like the world after alcohol prohibition ended, which is you have to find an alcohol regime that America could live with. Prohibition didn't work. The old saloon, no one wanted to see that back. Now we have to find a regime that works.
And, okay, eventually we kind of did. But on terms of the actual campaign right now with a dozen different announced candidates, some of whom are very little known, what is the best exit, you use a term, from a Trump nomination?
The party has to coalesce rapidly around somebody else. And early on, it looked like that person would be Ron DeSantis. But DeSantis made a decision, which is he was not going to fight Trump. He was not going to take him on. He was going to try to get around him. He was trying to get past him, but he would try to pretend that Trump wasn't there. And Trump never accepted this deal. You may be trying to get around me. I'm going to hit you in the face, and I'm going to keep hitting you in the face, and I'm going to make it look like you – I'm going to make it visible that you won't fight me even as I fight you. And so we have seen this deflation of DeSantis. And now there are other candidates, most of whom don't have a lot of chance. And I think whether it's Tim Scott, whether it's Brian Kemp, that non-Trump Republicans have to coalesce around one person. And it's hard to do in the day of the primary. There are no smoke-filled rooms. There are no negotiators. But somehow the collective mind of the Republican Party has to agree, look, Trump's in serious legal trouble. It's both politically, morally, ethically impossible. Time to move on. Time to move on to somebody. Agree on someone.
And what about Glenn Youngkin? I mean, apparently earlier this week on Tuesday, he was 10 for 10 in the primaries for the legislative elections in Virginia. And people are talking about if he's successful in November and Virginia votes for the legislature, both houses, which are very closely divided, Virginia votes in November. Is Youngkin still a possibility? We will get to that and more with David Frump. And what does it all mean? Are people going to be as excited to participate in this election with record turnouts again, like we had in 2020, and we did? We will get to that and more with David Frum of Atlantic Magazine coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is plain and simply outrageous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the future of the Republican Party and the fight for the nomination and the plethora of candidates, many of them very interesting people, by the way, and there's all kinds of conversation about additional candidates coming to the fore. One of them is a U.S. senator from Florida, where else, who is up for re-election, actually, this time. But there is some talk that Rick Scott, not Tim Scott, but Senator Scott of Florida, the former governor, may be planning his own entry into the race. Who knows? And what about Governor Youngkin? There was an editorial in the Wall Street Journal about how well his candidates did in the Republican primaries, putting together a more mainstream, less MAGA vision of the Republican Party, and particularly with some of the primary victories that they won in the primary election that was just held on Tuesday. Is Youngkin, you believe, David Frum, a viable possibility?
Pick somebody. I'm not fussy. But it would be a smart idea to pick somebody who has played politics in a purple state, in a Virginia, in a Colorado, in a state where things are really competitive. And Florida used to be like that, but Florida is becoming like Ohio, a solid Republican state where you can, and this has been, I think, the DeSantis problem is that he's used to playing politics only within a party framework. And as you see, as he contests with Trump, that he's giving a lot of hostages to fortune. He's not talking about things that are of interest to the voters he's going to need. He's talking about things of interest to the voters he's got already. Meanwhile, issues like health care and education, which actually the people who decide elections really care about, they go undiscussed.
And in terms of discussing those things, the conventional wisdom has been for years that if you end up with a dozen candidates as alternatives to Trump, Trump will hold on to his chunk of the Republican Party, which is over a third of the Republican Party, and then win easily because we have tend to have winner-take-all primaries. What's wrong with that theory?
It may be true, but the people who advance it, whether they as an observation or whether as a defense of Trump or a critique of Trump, need to ponder this possibility, which is that Trump does well early as Republican voters rally to him to defend him from indictments they see as unfair, and then he begins to get convicted of things, and then the sheer sort of gravity of his legal problems drags him down. And the Republican Party finds itself in the spring of 2024 in a situation in which Trump is completely in trouble, but it is too late to find an alternative.
And so what's the answer to that? If that's a concern. Well, I mean, go ahead.
There's a person on Twitter, a kind of provocative but very intelligent Twitter voice who tweeted recently, DeSantis should challenge Trump to a fight. And then he said, no, I'm not kidding. I mean it literally. He should challenge him to a fight. Because what matters in some way, we're picking the leader of our pack. We are basically orangutans who wear pants. We are picking the leader who is going to preserve our little herd or flock in a world of dangers, and we want to know that the leader is and not a crazy lunatic who will let us in trouble, but who can stand up for the flock. And so weakness is just such a dangerous thing in this job. And if you are going to want to be the leader and to replace an ailing or failing leader, you need to speak up for yourself, and maybe not literally at this fight, but you need to be willing to fight for yourself. And that's something that the pattern in 2016 was the anti-Trump camp Republicans would speak up for themselves only after they'd lost. Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, they would play nice until they'd lost, and then they would speak up. But the time to speak up is before you've lost, not after.
And you don't see much of that speaking up except from Chris Christie. Is he a viable choice?
I wish, but I doubt it. I think Chris Christie is in many ways running. He wishes he had 2016 to do all over again. I think he is questioning many of the choices and decisions he made that year. He thought he would find a path to power by accommodating to Trump. It didn't work out for him, and he feels both humiliated and belittled. And he's mad at Trump. He's mad at himself, and he's not trying to have that decision moment back. But decision moments come back. Don't come back. You have to make the decision at the right time. And I think the thing I would say to the Youngkins and the DeSantises and the Brian Kemps is, do you want to be 4 years from now where Chris Christie is today, trying to get 4 years ago back when your moment is now? Act now. left.
And in terms of Biden's viability, especially with some of these new, just last 48 hours, these new revelations about Hunter and his so-called sweetheart plea bargain deal, do you think it is a certain thing that Joe Biden will be the Democratic nominee?
It's hard to imagine how they have a way not to do it, but here's a thing to worry about, whether you're a Democrat or just an American who knows that Biden is your president, for better or for worse. I'm working on a big article that involves a lot of reading of biographies of Woodrow Wilson. And as everyone will remember, Woodrow Wilson spent the last year and a half of his second term incapacitated by a stroke. But he had warnings of health care trouble coming well in advance of the catastrophic stroke, as early as the spring of 1918. So a year before the stroke, he was not functioning as well. And he refused to acknowledge it. He refused to change a vice president. He had a weak vice president. He could have chosen a stronger vice president. He refused to deal with that. He refused to heed health warnings. And the result was the country was paralyzed at a critical moment. And I worry about that a lot, not from a partisan point of view or an election point of view, but from an American point of view. What if a president can't function the way the voters believe the president could when they signed up for four more years with that president?
And then again, you have the question of, now we have the 25th Amendment, which Woodrow Wilson didn't have. And Thomas Marshall, well, again, you have a weak vice president, as you did with Marshall, and you do with Kamala Harris. Would she be the inevitable Democratic choice if Biden is forced to step aside?
At this point, time matters so much more than it used to do in politics. At this point, I don't know that there's an alternative to her. It takes 4 years to build a presidential campaign. If you're starting 2 years out or at 18 months out, you have to go with the people you have on hand.
And that's one of the points that you make in your exit from the GOP's labyrinth of lies. David Frum, always provocative, will link your piece to our website, michaelmedved.com. When we come back, James Cameron, who made the movie Titanic, talks about the horrible story of what happened with the submersible Titan craft in the North Atlantic. We'll get to it coming up on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. Navy suspects what they heard was the implosion of the Titan submersible hours after it began its expedition.
According to U.S. defense officials, the Navy began listening for the Titan almost as soon as the submersible lost communication with the mothership on the surface. Shortly after its disappearance Sunday, the system detected what was the sound of an implosion near the debris site discovered on Thursday.
At least two reported Republican fake electors will testify before a federal grand jury in Washington. Special Counsel Jack Smith is giving them limited immunity to get evidence in Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Two Major League Baseball teams separated by only 300 miles are nearly 4,000 miles away from home to play this weekend series. The Chicago Cubs and St. Louis Cardinals are in the UK to play in the London series both tomorrow and Sunday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A little bit of James Horner's great movie score for the movie Titanic. There is a new piece in Newsweek by Ryan Smith under the heading Titanic Conspiracy Theory Takes Off After Sub Tragedy Hit Job. And he writes that a conspiracy theory branding the 1912 sinking of the RMS Titanic a hit job received much renewed attention on social media in the days leading up to the Titan submersible tragedy. Following a frantic search to find the advanced submersible Titan, which was carrying five people to tour the wreckage of the Titanic at a depth of about 12,500 feet, it's more than 2 miles, it was announced on yesterday, as everybody knows, that all had perished in the Atlantic Ocean. The tragedy followed renewed social media interest in the Titanic, which was the biggest passenger ship back in 1912. The New York-bound vessel, which had set sail on a doom-maiden voyage from Southampton, England, sank less than 3 hours after hitting an iceberg, sending more than 1,500 people to their deaths. A post on social media that summarizes a lot of the theories about that disaster says the Titanic was actually a hit job, and all the richest people in the world in 1912 were supposed to be on the ship. A Mr. Astor was also mentioned, a reference to property tycoon John Jacob Astor, who was one of several multimillionaires who perished on the Titanic. Quote, he was the richest man in America at the time, according to the video. Basically, this guy was in the way of the Federal Reserve. They wanted to create a central bank, the Rothschilds, and they couldn't. They already owned Europe, but they didn't own America yet. So what they did was, they can't just take someone out of that importance. They made this big deal of everyone going on the ship, and then in the last seconds, all the Rothschild people exited the ship. That's not true, by the way. Like, right before it was about to take off, the ship sank. All of a sudden, the richest guy in America died on the ship, and then all the politicians who he was basically bribing, all that money evaporated. So they all went to the Rothschild side, and then the next year, 1913, they started the Federal Reserve Bank because there was no more opposition to it. Okay, this is complete nonsense, and the details are wrong. One of the things that is haunting is they found out that the wife of the leader of this expedition, who stopped in Rush, his wife is a great-great granddaughter of a couple that the Strausses that perished on Titanic. So that's remarkable. James Cameron, who of course made the movie, and he's done a number of dives in submersibles, calls the prolonged search for the Titanic sub a nightmarish charade. Listen, this is clip 11.
I didn't hear about it until I woke up Monday morning. I immediately got on the phone to some of my other, contacts in the deep submersible community. Within about an hour, I had the following facts. They were on descent. They were at 3,500 meters, heading for the bottom at 3,800 meters. They comms were lost, and navigation was lost. And I said instantly, you can't lose comms and navigation together without an extreme catastrophic event, a highly energetic catastrophic event. And the first thing that popped to mind was an implosion. So I felt in my bones what had happened. So this entire week has just felt like a prolonged nightmarish charade where people are running around talking about banging noises and talking about oxygen and all this other stuff, and their Coast Guard is out with airplanes. I knew that sub was sitting exactly underneath its last known depth and position.
Okay, and then he goes on and talks about some of the hubris behind the submersible voyage and its disastrous outcome. This is 3.5.
There's a case starkly today where the collective we didn't remember the lesson of Titanic. These guys at Oceangate didn't, because the arrogance and the hubris that sent that ship to its doom is exactly the same thing that sent those people in that sub to their fate. And I just think it's heartbreaking. I think it's heartbreaking that it was so preventable.
And that's James Cameron again. And there is a flashback for a 2021 interview with the CEO of Oceangate. That's the company that set up this five-person submersible that was so tragically lost. His name was Stockton Rush, descendant on both sides from signers of the Declaration of Independence. He said this about the way he'd like to be remembered. May he rest in peace.
I'd like to be remembered as an innovator. I think it was General MacArthur said, you're remembered for the rules you break. And, you know, I've broken some rules to make this. I think I've broken them with logic and good engineering behind me. The carbon fiber and titanium, there's a rule you don't do that. Well, I did.
Okay. I'd like to be remembered for the rules I broke. Unfortunately, he will be remembered for this horrible tragedy. It's one of those things. I was asked this morning about government regulation of efforts like this, considering the amount of money the government spent on the emergency response here. Yes, I do think the government has a role in trying to take reasonable precautions to avoid any kind of repetition. Representative Dan Crenshaw, the Republican from Texas, yesterday slammed the emergency response to the doomed submersible. This is clip 18.
Right. So where's the failure here? The failure here is to not put all your options on the table. right? So there's you saw that Wall Street Journal article about, you know, U.S. Navy heard this implosion with their acoustic systems. So what seems to me is that the leadership, the Coast Guard, was operating off of this assumption that that was an implosion. Now, other experts in this industry tell me that that could have easily been the sub just hitting the floor.
Right.
And then you add that with this tapping, which was apparently in your standard procedure, SOS every half hour. You're hearing that throughout the day, Tuesday and Wednesday. It begs the question: Could this have been resolved differently if leadership had just acted sooner and actually put options on the table instead of just assuming, well, it doesn't matter because they're dead?
And the truth of the matter is they were apparently perished very early in this process. Coming up, we have two films, both of them very unusual. One, Asteroid City, the latest by Wes Anderson, who's become something of a cult filmmaker. And a big all-star cast, including Tom Hanks and Scarlett Johansson and Jason Schwartzman and Willem Dafoe, and you name it. It's a big cast, as he often has in his films. And the other, basically with just one star, a dominant star, of a three-hour special on Netflix, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the story of how he went from being an athlete and a competitor in bodybuilding competitions to being one of the major figures in Hollywood to being governor of California. And then a little bit of a mention about some of the more embarrassing aspects of his career. We will get to that and more coming up on The MedVet Show.
Who is there that is really a person that can bring everyone together?
Michael MedVet.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And with all the darkness in our world and all the disturbing news that we get from time to time, this week, of course, the disturbing news of the submersible disaster that we were just talking about, it's worth being thankful for all of the light. Of course, we just went past the longest day of the year, but we still have more light than we normally do, and I hope that everybody can enjoy it and use it for greater perspective in the weekend just coming up. And that, of course, leads us to the latest from Hollyweird. Okay. One of the big movies that has opened up this weekend is Asteroid City, it is called. And is it a weird film? Yeah, is it weird? Is it hauntingly weird and fascinatingly weird? Yeah, it's that too. It's the latest from Wes Anderson, who's become a cult director. Most recently, he did The French Dispatch, which was a film that I thought didn't work entirely. But he's also done in the past The Grand Budapest Hotel. He's done Isle of Dogs. He is well known for The Royal Tenenbaums, which is one of my favorite of the Wes Anderson films, and Rushmore and more. And one of the aspects of his movies is they usually include a big, splashy cast. And in this case, the cast includes Tom Hanks and Scarlett Johansson and Bryan Cranston and Edward Norton and Jeffrey Wright, Hope Davis, Liev Schreiber, and some of them in very minor parts that you might miss with a blink of an eye. Matt Dillon is actually very telling, playing a car mechanic at the beginning of the film. There's no real plot. And again, it's a Wes Anderson movie. It's about people who are trapped, and they're trapped two ways, because the film is sort of a filmic takeoff of a play that is being produced in black and white in New York. And then they're actors in the play, but then they also become real on film, and that becomes color. And the color takes them to this location of the play, which is called Asteroid City, where they have a junior space watchers convention that is being held there. Asteroid City is basically one gas station, one motel in the middle of the desert, and they deliberately make the background look like it could be just a theatrical background. And a new widower, Jason Schwartzman, comes to that town because his oldest son, Woodrow, is one of those space gazers who wants to come out to this special get-together of junior stargazers. And when he comes there, he finds all kinds of mysteries, including a potential visit from an alien. The movie sounds like this.
Where are you?
Asteroid City, Farm Route 6, Mile 75.
What do those pulses indicate?
Oh, the beeps and blips? We don't know.
Some of our information about outer space may no longer be completely accurate.
I don't like the way that guy looked at us. The alien.
How did he look?
Like we're doomed.
Maybe we are.
I've just informed the president.
How long can they keep us in Asteroid City, legally?
The world will never be the same. What's out there? The meaning of life. Maybe there is one.
Sometimes I think I feel more at home outside the Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, wow. Me too.
Okay, that gives you a sense of the flavor of the film, about these trapped people, trapped either in the play. The play is being directed by Adrian Brody with special advice from Willem Dafoe, who plays a great guru on Broadway. It's one of those films that some of the imagery just stays with you. And the performances are outstanding. Margot Robbie has a tiny part, but she can't forget her. She actually is one of those characters who may or may not have come back from the dead. Does this film sound like it's one of those things where you sit on the edge of your seat wondering what's going to happen next? No. You sit on your seat, at the edge of your seat, watching what imagery and what peculiar dialogue is going to dazzle you next. The movie is PG-13 for quite a few raunchy references, and not much in the way of any brutal violence. But it does do with life and death and escape and, yes, aliens. The Jeff Goldblum is in the film, too, by the way. 3 stars for Asteroid City. PG-13, it should be playing everywhere. The other film that we're covering this week is actually featured on Netflix, and it tells the story of its main character. The main character, the only real character in the film, is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it takes him from his childhood in Austria, in Atal, Austria. It's a middle of absolutely nowhere, where it's Graz is the only nearby big city at all. And his fascination with America from the time he was very young and dreamed of coming to America, because in America you could make yourself a new person. He decided to make himself a new person following bodybuilders and building up his body to become a famous Mr. Universe and more. And the film is divided into 3 parts, each one an hour. And the first part is called Athlete. It talks about bodybuilding, and you'll find out more about the world of bodybuilding than I think you ever knew or wanted particularly to know. The second one is Actor, which talks about his career, where he went from playing Hercules in New York, where he appeared under the name of Arnold Strong, to becoming this tremendous star. And then, of course, it follows what they call American, the third section of his life, which is his involvement in politics and becoming a 2-term Republican governor of California. And what's fascinating about the movie is it's almost all narrated by Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is obviously a thoughtful observer of his own life and is remarkably candid with some of what he admits. The film sounds like this.
When you visualize something very clearly, you believe that you
100% can get there. There was a lot of things they had to learn, obstacles that they had to overcome. People will remember my successes, and they will also remember those failures.
Why did you give up?
Well, because my vision didn't talk about giving up. My vision was climbing that mountain.
This is gives you some of what he does talk about. And when he talks about his failures, obviously the collapse of his marriage was the greatest failure, and that had to do with infidelity with somebody who was working as a cleaning lady for the family. And yes, you actually meet very briefly the child who was produced by that situation, but it's heartbreaking when Schwarzenegger admits that destruction of his life. The one thing that is missing here is, because of the circumstances and the unhappy divorce, how many divorces are happy, but because of that, there is no participation in the interviews by Maria Shriver or Arnold's four children. But again, tremendously perceptive interviews from lots of people who worked with him in the bodybuilding phase and in the Hollywood phase and, yes, in the political phase as well. It's a gorgeously edited film with a terrific soundtrack. And you actually feel like you get to know this guy exceptionally well, and he is unquestionably, even at this stage in his life, in his 70s, an extremely interesting guy. 3.5 stars for Arnold. It's on Netflix. It's rated TV mature for lots of harsh language. Next time on the Medved Show, is there a real possibility, experts are asking, of a civil war inside Russia? And a lesson for a fine parents' rights group. And for everybody else, never ever use a quote from Hitler in your newsletter. Why not? We'll talk about it Monday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.